And welcome to a new episode of Digital Coffee Gaming Brew. And I'm your host, Brett Dyster. If you please subscribe to this podcast and all your favorite podcasting apps, leave a 5-star review. It really does help with the rankings. Let me know how I'm doing. So this week, I'm going to be talking about Sony just completely closed Concord Studios and my feelings around that one, the new AMD CPU, and unfortunately, Dragon Age Veilguard and the complete and utter up that it actually is, because it is a complete and utter up. Because that's what they were going with BioWare, a mentally disabled patient that's actually running as a game director. Anyways, let's get on with it. That's good. All right, so Firewalk Studios is shutting down, along with mobile game developer Neon Koi. But it's even more interesting that, well, Concord was the only game that Firewalk Studios actually created. And behind the scenes, there was unfortunately a lot of DEI practices that were basically discriminatory, of letting white men know that they don't belong there, letting white men know that they are lesser of anybody else. Meritocracy was not even there, and it shows. Because guess what? When meritocracy is not the most important thing in a job, you get less than qualified people that care more about who they are, what they are, and their mental disorders run amok. And guess what happens? It is now just that. It's just a terrible game that nobody played, and Dragon Age Veilguard is going to go the way of the buffalo, because BioWare is a zombie brand right now. We all know this. EA knows this. That's why it doesn't really care that much. It's made its money for what it's worth, but this is the beginning of the end for BioWare. But Firewalk Studios is the end, because they are no longer a studio. When you basically hemorrhage $200 million or more of money for a development that took you 8 years to figure out how to make a game that nobody played and nobody wanted, because the character designs were weird, the forced pronouns were weird, the really overweight people in the game were weird, like things that didn't make sense, because reality, even in a fictional world, has to make sense to people. You cannot just be like, we're just going to throw out reality for the sake of our own sexual or deviant fantasies, which is happening a little too much in the gaming industry, which I'm happily not buy any more new games. If that's what you want, this is what will happen. Either you stop doing this madness, or the madness will sink you. You only market to your audience. You don't market to your audience that doesn't matter. If your target audience is men, you make a game for men. If your target audience is a 0.00015%, then you're not going to make any money. The problem is that they're trying to do this, slip it in, and be like, ooh, we're going to make everybody queer. Ooh, we're going to make everybody love pronouns. Ooh, this is going to work. Ooh, this is going to work. And then it doesn't work. And then you get mad. And then people are like, we told you so. Stop doing it. And this is what happens to your game. Your game will only work if you only target your audience. I've never seen a marketing strategy say, hey, let's throw out our audience and gain new audience members, because that's more expensive to do. It takes a lot of money to get new people to basically buy your game, buy your product, or whatever. And I've just never understood why every single time this happens, people get upset when the outcome is you lost a bunch of money because you're not actually catering to your audience. Yes, unfortunately, you sick deviants or women that are in the gaming industry, your audience is men. If you hate men, don't go in the gaming industry. This is the brutal, harsh truth. Men have made the gaming industry popular. Are there women that play? Of course there are women that play it. but the overwhelming majority that plays PC and console is men. Women, you are coming into a man's space. Understand, this is not your space. There are some spaces that are women, and there's some spaces that are men. This is what has happened, is that women come to the space, they say they want, they demand respect without actually showing that they deserve respect. And then they change it up, basically belittle and emasculate men. And this is what happens. We are sick of it. Stop it. I'm more than willing to have BioWare crumble before me because you aren't catering to your audience. I don't have to buy Dragon Age Veilguard if you don't really want to write it well or make a really compelling game or decide that you're going to not actually care about your previous three games and just start anew. I don't have to do it. It's fine with me. I can tell everybody else not to buy it either. This is happens. Word of mouth can either help you or sink you. And it sunk Firewalk Studios. It sunk them because A, they did not prioritize meritocracy over everything else, which is funny because that's the most equal thing, egalitarian. That's what I was saying. Egalitarian thing you can do is to promote meritocracy. The best people float the top. And it all helps everybody else. That's how you're supposed to do it. That's how it's always worked. Stop. I don't care if you're creative. You can still have common sense. But Firewalk Studios did not have common sense. They sold their studio off to Sony, tried to pitch them. And this is why Firewalk Studios leadership has 100% of the blame, because they pitched this game to Sony saying it would be a really great game and it would be their live service and it would go bonanzas and everybody would love it. And nobody loved it except for 2,000 people at the peak, because it was a new IP and no one really knew about it. And so now it hurts. It's going to hurt. There is no way around this. Stop not catering to your target audience. Cater to your target audience. It's men. If you hate men, stop being in the gaming industry. It's as simple as that. The cold hard truth is, you are in an industry that caters to men that men have enjoyed. Are women in there? Of course, like I said before. But stop this. It's not going to work anymore. This ship has sailed. We don't like it. This is basically a cautionary tale saying, keep on doing this and your business will go bankrupt. You don't care about that's fine, but you will make no money. Anyways, moving on to AMD Ryzen 7 9800X3D. Looks like it's going to hurt Intel quite a bit, because the only industry AMD has done really well in is the CPU market, because Intel has not done well with it. Let's just say that. They rested on their laurels and they didn't actually try to innovate as much. And a lot of times Intel, what was done previously is every new CPU that came out, you needed a new motherboard with it. AMD, after Bulldozer, because that was an awful chip line, they decided to do Ryzen. And Ryzen, for about 5 years, had development in the first part from the 1000 to the 5000 series, used AM4. And so you could use your same motherboard but buy a new CPU, which makes it cheaper. And now in the new one, you could still buy, or you could still keep your CPU, maybe buy a new motherboard, or keep your motherboard and buy a new CPU, and you aren't worried about it not being compatible with each other. That's how it works. That saves money, and that keeps customers happy. And the Ryzen chipset is really, really good, except for the 9000 series has been terrible. But it looks like it's getting better. But it looks like the 9800X3D is going to be about $479. That's $30 more than the 7800X3D. which is pretty good. And it uses the 3D V-Cache CPU. It's a V-Cache CPU. So it looks like it's going to be a really good price point for what you're going to be offered for this as well. And it looks like the Arrow Lake lineup is going to be cost around $589. And it's over $100 more than the upcoming 9800X3D. And X3D price may seal the deal. As far as I'm concerned, Intel's latest chips are straight up not good value for gaming. And that's what one reviewer has said, and which is quite the blunder when you think about it, given that AMD Zen 5 launch was hardly spectacular. Yeah, it looks like this cream of the crop just has not been good for anybody, and it looks weird given the fact that this was Intel's shot to actually unseat AMD for being one of the best CPUs, and it looks like they haven't actually done that, and it looks like AMD's new lineup of its 9000 series will do a lot better than before. And the 7000 series is still good. If you're looking for the AM4 chip, the 5000 series is amazing. The 5950X is probably one of the best ones you can buy for the AM4 chipset. And if you still have an AM4 motherboard, I would actually look into that, because it's priced pretty competitively right now. But this is where we're at. Unfortunately for Intel, they can't seem to get their footing on this one, and they just seem to be in a state where they're trying to beat AMD, but AMD seems to be beating them back quite a bit. Now, on the GPU side, unfortunately, it's a different state. NVIDIA is still just top dog number one. They just can't seem to do anything wrong except for their price points, and just the power consumption is usually pretty bad. But beyond that, they actually are the top dog. They always seem to beat out AMD. They beat out Intel now, which is funny because I said last week that Intel had at one point a time to actually buy NVIDIA, and it balked on it, didn't want to go for it, which is probably one of the biggest mistakes they've ever done, because now NVIDIA it's one of the top companies to buy for stocks, at least. So that's where we're at. So if you're still looking in the market for it, I would actually hold off and look at the 9800X3D when it comes out, because if it's priced pretty competitively at around $475, it's actually not bad for a pretty top of the line CPU. That's not a bad thing to actually look at. So if you are in the market for that, I would hold off and look for that, or still hold off and get the 7,000 CPUs, because the 9,000 CPUs haven't really blown anything out of the water right now. But the 9800X3D seems to be a good one to actually look at for what it offers. All right, so Dragon Age Veilguard. I was skeptical about this even when it came out. I kept on hearing there's going to be no blood. You can't do blood magic as a mage. Your story from the previous games doesn't really matter except for 4 points in it. There was top surgery scars for your character creator. And now we've actually come full circle. And now dialogue options for your main character being trans, because we need to be lectured on how to not misgender somebody, because mental disorders are always good to enable. Enablers. That's what EA is. That's whoever actually decided to enable the game director, Corinne Bush, who is actually a dude pretending to be a woman. Great. Yes, I will never buy another Dragon Age game as long as that game director is still there. And you know what? BioWare. BioWare. To be honest with you, I have never seen a worse game than this game right now. And this really tops it with Concord and everything else. Who the hell wants to play a game that cares more about your pronouns and misgendering than actual good story and writing? Like, seriously, BioWare. I'm just so sick of these sycophants that decide that trans ideology and genderqueer ideology is the main important thing about it. Not to mention that I just saw a YouTube video where basically the game director, under their leadership, or his leadership, because I will misgender him all I want to. Yes, you're a dude. Just grow the up. It's a very hostile work environment, it seems like, in BioWare right now, especially under the DA or Dragon Age team. It seems like that they have promoted women and non-binary or fake people, apparently, into leadership positions, have made white men feel terrible, and also any gay man that doesn't follow that, also any just male in general that doesn't follow a weird ideology from a sycophant, from a narcissist, from somebody that should be in an insane asylum because they have gender dysphoria, into a leadership position where the dude pretends to be a woman that actually is a dude because no one's being fooled by it, has decided that this is a good story choice. A, they also only gave review codes for Polygon and all them because they were going to give them favorable reviews. Skill Up basically said, don't buy this game. Apparently, it has been hemorrhaging players now and is still sitting on mostly positive review right now, but just wait a few days and it will basically be mostly negative right now. The reason why it's gotten a mostly positive review right now is because it is established IP. Everybody loves Dragon Age from the first one, which is probably still the best Dragon Age Origins, to DA2, to Dragon Age Inquisition. Now we have Dragon Age Veilguard, which I have not bought, have no interest in buying, and will never ever touch this game because this game is in Dragon Age. I will happily go back to Dragon Age Origin or Dragon Age Inquisition. Even though Origins was probably still the best, hands down, will only be the best. And the problem is when the people that made Dragon Age Origins so special leave, you understand why it is really the people that matter, and meritocracy should always matter as well. Because from a writer's standpoint, this is just awful. The character development's awful. Seems like your character in... from what I've read from reviews, seems like character Rook, quote unquote, just there is no backstory to them whatsoever. You just know Solas because it's a continuation, a loose continuation of the Inquisition or Inquisitor storyline. And supposedly Solas, and he's a bad dude, but there's no actual connection to it except for Varric, and apparently you and Varric know each other, but it's not really established why you know each other. It's just really bad establishing your character type of a thing. This is basic writing too. This is basic storytelling 101, like how to establish a character, and you don't establish it whatsoever. So that's the other problem. Now we have problems with just trans and non-binary, which I still always joke about. If you have a non-binary character in a video game, they don't exist. Because coding is binary. Sex is binary. You cannot be non-binary because you don't exist then. And if that's the case, you have a mental disorder. Like, the mental asylum is being run by the mental patients now. I don't understand why we keep on allowing this, but apparently the gaming journalists are also the mental patients too that are running the mental asylum. Like, we're running into a bunch of fools in leadership positions acting foolish, and we wonder why, and they wonder why the gaming industry is in such a downward spiral. Because you do this. Stop it. I don't care about pansexuals. Fine if you want to have sex with a griddle or a pot or a wok. I don't really care, but stop it. Stop forcing this on people. Nobody likes it. We have said time and time again, Concord failed because we didn't like it. Star Wars Outlaw failed because we didn't like it. This will ultimately fail, and Monster Hunter Wilds will do a better job than this. Yeah, it's at 70K right now, but trust me, after a week, it will drop to Nowheresville, and Origins will still be more played than this. Dragon Age Inquisition will be more played than this. Dragon Age 2 will be more played than this. It's just the first few days and the first week, people are excited because we've had a new Dragon Age game since a decade, and this is what you do. You can't even create a proper Dragon Age game. That's what everybody says. This isn't a Dragon Age game. This is something else. And like, I've seen other clips of the Kune, and the Kune is based off of more Islamic Muslim religion, and they say the Kune takes care of everybody. And then the same character that said that goes, I'm from this area or this country, and I don't follow, or I don't care what the Kune says. And I'm like, yeah, this is a weird story oversight that should have never happened. But the Kune in Dragon Age Origins 2 and Inquisition was a very, you have your place. This is what your place is. You cannot deviate from the place you're in. Very like Muslim type inspiration. And it went from that to this lovey-dovey weird thing. Like, they're changing everything to interject modern gender queer theory. It doesn't work. Nobody likes it. Stop. For the love of God, if you want to be successful, stop. If you want to be successful, stop being sexist, which is funny because the white dude hates white guys. Yeah. The white dude pretending to be a woman hates white guys. Why? Why are you purposefully crapping on your target audience saying, stop misgendering me, bigot, on a video game? We play these things to get away from this madness, but apparently you want to drag us into this madness, so we'll go play other video games to get away from your madness. The game director has a mental disorder. It's called gender dysphoria. And should not be in any place in leadership whatsoever. But no, EA, because they're the publisher that is like second worst, just below Ubisoft, which will probably be number one soon. If they do this crap in Battlefield, kiss Battlefield goodbye too, because I'll just play Delta Force. It's free to play anyways. EA, you are on thin ice. You should have known this was not going to be a good thing. Plus, the game director of Mass Effect's like, we're doing none of this whatsoever. It's, yeah, because y'all know it's a train wreck. It's a train wreck, and we're all watching it. And when the few of us are like, don't buy this game, it's going to be terrible, people are going to start to figure out. Then your next game, if this game is mildly successful, will not be successful at all. Because unless the game current game director is no longer the game director, I will not buy a game from you. I will wholeheartedly not buy a game from you. I can play whatever else I can play. There's a lot of games out there, and you should understand that. So I don't want more to say, but I'm just very disappointed in this. I'm very disappointed in how EA is structured. BioWare, it's a zombie brand right now. They're just keeping it alive. It is going to go nowhere. It is going to do nothing. And you have tarnished your reputation for the vast majority of people, which is basically your target audience, which basically they love Dragon Age Origins. They wanted that grim, dark fantasy, and you took it away for this weird gender bender. I love my pronouns. I'm trans, so I have a mental disorder type of a thing. And we see it, and we're like, we don't want this anymore. We're done. This was your one shot, and you ruined it. So, have at it. If you buy the game, I don't hate you. I get it. It's Dragon Age. I was really excited for it, too, and then I kept on seeing more and more things, and I'm like, I am not excited for this whatsoever. F you, I got better things to do in my life than to have you preach to me your weird ideology BS. But anyways, thank you for listening to Digital Coffee Gaming Brew. As always, please subscribe to this podcast on all your favorite podcasting apps. Leave a 5-star review. It really just helped with the rankings. Let me know how I'm doing. And join me next week as I talk to the talk about what's going on in the gaming industry. All right, guys, stay safe. Get to playing the games that you want to play that respect you and your money. And see you next week. Later.